From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Later today, President Obama is announcing new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The final version of the EPA's Clean Power Plan requires somewhat deeper cuts in power plant emissions than a draft version made public a year ago. The power plant rule is the centerpiece of President Obama's broader climate agenda. He's urging other big countries to take similarly aggressive action in advance of an international climate summit in Paris later this year. Opponents, including Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, have promised to fight the climate rule, and they're urging states not to comply with the EPA regulation. The final rule does provide a somewhat more flexible timeline for power companies, with the deadline for initial action pushed back 2 years to 2022. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A Syrian military jet crashed today in a residential area of the country's northwest. There are reports of people being killed and injured by the crash in a busy marketplace in the rebel-held town of Aria. So far, there's been no comment from the Syrian army. It's also not known if that jet was shot down. The town was captured by opposition fighters and Islamist militants 3 months ago. They're trading again on the Athens Stock Exchange. As Joanna Kakissis reports, the Greek debt crisis forced its shutdown 5 weeks ago.
The stock exchange closed on June 29th, the same day as the country's banks. The government was forced to close both after an international bailout loan program ended, leaving Greece on the verge of a eurozone exit. The government agreed to a third bailout loan program on July 13th with the eurozone, but it comes with more unpopular tax hikes, spending cuts, and economic restructuring. Since then, banks have reopened, though limits on cash withdrawals and transfers remain. The stock exchange also reopened with restrictions, but Greek shares plunged by up to 30% in early trading. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
It was another down day for stocks in Asia. Shares in China continued their decline after new data showed more weakness in the country's manufacturing sector. China's Shanghai Composite lost more than 2%. Wall Street gets a look at new numbers today on manufacturing and consumer spending in the U.S. On Friday, the Dow dropped 56 points. The FBI is investigating explosions outside two churches in southern New Mexico. They caused minor damage, but no deaths or injuries. The explosive devices went off yesterday morning, minutes apart, at churches in Las Cruces, one near the entrance to Calvary Baptist and the other in a trash can outside Holy Cross Catholic Church. This is NPR News from Washington. A strong thunderstorm is blamed for collapsing a large tent at a festival in Chicago, leaving one person dead and more than a dozen hurt. A young girl, Bella Salgado, was among those attending the annual Prairie Fest when the high winds and hail blew through.
We turned to look, and then the tent flew off into the sky, and then the fence flew off, and then there was everybody on the floor, and we heard screaming and crying.
Authorities say some of those hurt were seriously injured. One of Britain's most popular entertainers has died. From London, Larry Miller reports.
Anyone who ever loved Cilla Black was befriended by the Beatles at Liverpool's Cavern Club, where she was a co-check girl. She signed with manager Brian Epstein. Her earliest records were written by Lennon and McCartney. Her version of Anyone Who Had a Heart was the 1960s top-selling record by a female vocalist in Britain. Cilla Black had a minor U.S. hit but wasn't able to break into the American market. Through the next 50 years, she became known as Britain's sweetheart, hosting TV variety shows, including the long-running matchmaking Blind Date. Cilla Black reportedly died of natural causes. She was 72. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A search is underway in Tennessee for the suspect identified in the fatal shooting of a Memphis police officer. Authorities are looking for 29-year-old Tremaine Wilborn. He's facing first-degree murder charges in the weekend shooting of Officer Sean Bolton. Investigators say the officer was checking out an illegally parked car at the time. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.